Hello and welcome to HouseEffectBooks.com Big Six Spanish Lager Playoff. So earlier in the summer there was the Euro Cup and Spain won the football, and I was drinking quite a bit of Spanish wine at the time, and I had a look around the shops and I thought, you know what, I never realised this before, but there's a lot of Spanish lagers on the shelves these days. The only one I've ever tasted was San Miguel. And so I purchased 6 out of the 8 that I found, and there was also San Miguel. Okay, so what I did was I tasted the 6 as if it was, you know, a cup final with 6 different teams, like Barcelona versus Malaga. And I made quite an interesting choice because I had like a maize beer versus a rice beer, and I had a barley beer versus a rice beer, and then I had the two most popular and big branded bottles. Those were in the third round, and you can find out all about those as we go. So what I'd suggest is, first of all, have a look at the three videos, rounds 1, 2, and 3. Those were my original 6 choices, right? But what I wanted to do then was, I wanted to decide just how did Spanish lager stand up against the best in the world. But of course, I had to go out and find the best in the world. So I went to 5 shops and I looked at the ingredients labels and where each lager was brewed, for just about everything I could find in the shops. And a great many either don't tell you where they're brewed, they're brewed in a different country to the, you know, supposed origin, or they're just brewed in Britain, but they pretend to be a Spanish beer or whatever, right? I was quite shocked with what I discovered just looking at lager labels. And I want to say to you, next time you go and buy a beer in a bottle or can, have a really good look at the label. And the whole thrust of this has been that I've discovered far too many of our beers now contain glucose syrup. There is no place for added syrup or sugar in beer. The German Purity Law 1516 clearly states beer should be made from water, barley, yeast, hops. So wherever possible, I tried to just source beers with those ingredients. Now, what happened was that in the end I tried a San Miguel. Now that had those 4 ingredients, but unfortunately it was brewed in Britain. You can hear the results in my later audio, okay? And I also tasted a Kent beer called Curious Brew that had 4 different hops, barley and wheat. I tasted 3 authentic Pilsners that were brewed in Czechoslovakia and imported here. And the results of those 3 might surprise you, but only one of them went through to the round 5 final. And that one played against the best of the original 6 Spanish beers, okay? I felt one of those 6 Spanish beers was absolutely world-class. So I went out, sourced the top world-class beer I possibly could, easily available in British shops today. And I played those 2 against one another. And the big finale simply is, you think you've got a nice refreshing drink, but once you start tasting it against others, either others with the same type of ingredients or others from around the same country or around Europe, you're going to find some surprising differences. And a beer you might have been drinking for many, many years just isn't going to stand up to something that is totally superior. And at the end of it, I found 2 refreshing rice beers, right? Which won't be to everyone's taste, but they were definitely worth a try. Those are the beers in round 4. But the top 2 beers in round 5, they just wiped the board with every other beer I tried, and there was 11 altogether. And that was the top of the pick out of all of the lagers that can be purchased in shops easily today. There was only 2 lagers that stood out as being absolutely world class. And although my video in round five is very short, you will see it was very difficult to choose a winner out of those two. Right, so what I want you to do is to continue the review for yourself. Try some of the beers that I tried, but particularly see if you can source the Estrella Galicia and the Budweiser Budvar into your own penalties playoff and see what you think. I'm the top amateur wine taster in Britain, so I've applied my skills this summer to lager. I found those two beers to be world class and without any parallel whatsoever. See what you think.